In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Sean from Marysville is. Sean, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Tara and Migs, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Sean. Happy Tuesday. He's ready to rock this thing, Steve Migs, so you better get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Sean from Marysville has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
What does the F in FBI stand for?
I'm sorry, V as in Victor or
F as in Frank. What does the F in FBI stand for?
Pass.
What reptile species appeared on the earliest iterations of the American flag?
A snake?
Yes. How many different husbands has Pamela Anderson had?
Oh, geez. 4?
Yes. The Yangtze River is the longest river on which continent?
Europe?
No.
Just kidding. Asia?
Yes. What style of beer is used in a black velvet?
Pass.
What gas makes up most of the atmosphere on Mars?
Methane?
No.
Hydrogen?
No.
Carbon?
Carbon what?
Dioxide.
Yes. Who sang with Queen on the song Under Pressure?
Freddie Mercury?
No.
David Bowie?
Yes. Danny, do I take it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're taking it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 correct, Sean.
I'll take even Steven.
Yeah. Steve Migs. Welcome back.
Migs, got your work cut out for you, bud.
Oh.
You better work hard.
Oh, snap.
Sean's putting you in your place. Are you ready, sir?
Showtime.
What does the F in FBI stand for?
Federal.
Yeah. What reptile species appeared on the earliest iterations of the American flag?
Reptile? A lizard?
No.
Alligator?
No.
Reptile? An eagle?
No. How many
different?
No. How many different husbands has Pamela Anderson had?
3.
No.
6.
No.
4?
Yes. The Yangtze River is the longest river on which continent?
Africa.
No.
Asia.
Yes. What style of beer is used in a black velvet?
What style of beer? Ginger beer?
No.
Domestic beer?
No.
Light beer?
No. What gas makes up most of the atmosphere on Mars?
That would be methane.
It would not be.
Butane.
No.
Carbon dioxide.
Yes. Who sang with Queen on the song Under Pressure?
That would be David Bowie.
It would be. What is the official flower of the Kentucky Derby?
A rose?
Yes. The Battle of Alamo happened in what Texas city?
San Antonio.
Yes. How many arms does a typical snowflake have?
6.
Yes. Wow. Who are you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. And that is a win. 8-5. Sorry, Sean.
Thanks, Migs. One of these days.
One of these days.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I'm the best.
I'm the best. Our friend did know that the reptile species that appeared on the earliest iterations of the American flag with the words "Don't tread on me" was a snake.
Yeah.
And it was more specifically a rattlesnake.
Ew.
And then the style of beer used in a black velvet, it's a stout. And of all the drinking I've done in my life, I don't think I've ever had a black velvet.
I only know the song.
It's a great song.
Black Velvet, baby. I'm sure Danny loves it.
I do. Yeah. And also the beer. the Black Velvets are fantastic.
I don't even know. So is it a liquor with beer?
No, you do half a light beer and then half a stout, and it makes this like cool, like little ombre type thing in your glass, and it's fantastic.
Huh.
Yeah, usually like Guinness or something like that.
Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, pass on that, but okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
This Friday, we've got a big day all day in Everett. We're going to be doing Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday at Angel of the Winds Arena, and the men's room will be broadcasting live from Tony V's before it all goes down, starting at 2 o'clock. Get all the details and grab those last-minute tickets at KISW.com. When you open your Odyssey app and give KISW a follow, there's a little microphone icon you can be on the lookout for, and that is where you leave us a voice message. Steve Migs, what is happening in that world today?
Are you ready for our first voice message?
I am so ready.
I was listening to Beat Migs, and you got it wrong when it came to the ghost question with the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. Technically, there are four ghosts, not three, so Migs got that one wrong.
Yeah, he did. Oh, wait.
He was visited by four ghosts. Have a great day.
Well, I had never heard that one before.
Well, in all fairness, he didn't know that you've been corrected since then, so just so.
So many times.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to our next voice. I can't help that people keep leaving messages about it.
I am just glad that there's some form of quality control out there, because I'm clearly not it.
Yeah, the Beat Migs police are some of the most honorable members of the law enforcement world. Yes.
Daily Migs Show. This is Ken and Olympia. This message is for Taryn.
Oh, boy. I wonder what we're going to talk about, Taryn.
I have an idea.
Don't let all those haters beat you up about getting one wrong on Danny's birthday. Tell them to try.
I like how now it's become the Danny's birthday debacle. Well, it's because, you know why? It's because you almost got three perfect ends.
That's fair.
So that
and it's a big day.
We were really celebrating that, and then no.
And then Taryn ruined it for all of us.
Tell them to try and come up with 30 questions a day, 5 days a week, forever, and see if they ever get one wrong.
That's fair. I've offered the right questions for you. I don't know why you won't take my questions.
Yeah, you'd be great.
Yeah.
Much love. Also, I had a cribbage question. I know it's random. What is considered a regulation cribbage board? I make cribbage boards, and I'd love to send you one, only if it's a regulation one, though. I can send you photos if you'd like. Hit me back.
I love that he makes cribbage boards, but he doesn't know that what the regulation side. So he's just making these, like, you know, these illegal cribbage. I don't know.
I mean, I guess I didn't know that there was anything other than the one that I use. You have 121 pegs per player.
What the?
Yeah, you knew that.
Yeah,
you were just going to say that.
Yeah, we both know
so
that.
So I guess, and you can have, you know, cribbage boards with two lanes for two players or three lanes for three players.
But is there a certain size that it has to be?
No. I mean, I have like mini travel ones and then I have a coffee table one in my house. So
it doesn't matter how big it is or how small it is, so long as you get the appropriate number of holes in it.
Size does not matter. It's all about the holes.
All right.
Hey, guys, I have an interesting question for you. I was listening to your podcast and using a drive-up ATM. Here's my question. Why is there Braille on the drive-through ATM machine? Hoping you guys can figure this out. Thanks.
Well, it's clearly for the blind drivers.
Well, there could be a blind passenger.
But why would they lean over the lap?
Well, what if they're in the seat? What if they're in the seat behind the driver?
That's fair. Yeah. I think it's just for people who can't see that drive. There's lots of them in Washington.
Like you.
Yes. Where are my readers?
Oh, God.
I missed my exit.
Yeah, I don't know if there is like a reason for that. I mean,
I always thought it was because it's like a drive through, but it could also be a walk-up.
I thought those were just finger massagers. I just kind of like.
Yes, that's what that is.
Feels so good. Yeah.
Oh, one more voice message. Let's get to, hold on, let's see if we got this one here.
Yeah, technically there's four ghosts that visited Scrooge because, well, there's the ghost of Jacob Marley. Can somebody let Taryn Daly know that?
Yes, somebody can.
Do you now know?
I know.
I don't think she does.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
What is happening?
Favorite Christmas cookie?
It's Christmas time! But yeah, seriously, what's your favorite kind of Christmas cookie? Mine are those little white balls with the powdered sugar on them. So I don't know what they're called.
Sugar. You love the white balls, don't
you? I do. Yeah. If there's powdered sugar, even better.
Aren't they? They're the snowball cookies.
Oh. Is that what they call those things?
I mean, I think they have different names, but that's what I've heard them. Oh, they're Russian tea cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Some people call them, also some people call them Mexican wedding cookies, which means I need to get invited to more Mexican weddings.
Apparently so.
What is your favorite Christmas cookie?
I mean, can I just say Snickerdoodle? I mean, it's the greatest cookie ever. And if you eat it at Christmas time, it probably tastes even better. It
brings the ultimate cheer.
Honestly, though, I have my best friend's family always made rum balls growing up. And rum balls are to die for.
You know what my favorites are? And they're called Buckeyes.
What?
Buckeyes. It's the peanut butter ball dipped in chocolate. My wife makes those when she makes Christmas cookies. Her and her family, they make all of them. And they're Christmas cookies, but just like how these are called the Russian tea cakes. For some reason, they're called Buckeyes. I guess they're named after the Ohio Buckeye tree because they look like the nut.
Hmm.
I'm a fan of the nut.
I know you are.
What about you, Danny?
Are
you a fan of the nut?
No, I'm not, actually. But have you guys seen these Christmas ones? And they do them for every holiday, but they're the Pillsbury ready-to-bake cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. And you buy them. They come in different designs and whatnot. Those are the greatest cookies of all time. First off, you can eat them raw, which is the greatest part. But secondly, they're just so good.
Those are the cookies that we typically get and bake and leave out for Santa.
So none of us said the sugar cookie with like the frosting on it.
I mean, I'll eat that.
Oh, those are fantastic. Why would you say no?
Because they're just not my favorite.
What about a gingerbread cookie?
Eh.
I know, we make gingerbread houses, I think, for a reason, because none of us want to eat them.
We throw them in the garbage afterwards.
What about the chocolate crinkle cookie?
Those are bomb, too. I do like those.
These guys.
Oh,
that just helps the people on the radio listen. Like a chocolate cookie with like white frosting on them.
It's like it's powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar. Sorry,
it's always about the white powder.
Okay. And what about the peppermint bark cookies?
No, I'm good.
That's like on the bottom of my list as well.
Yeah, I don't really like to combine my mint and my chocolate or my mint and really anything. I like mint by itself.
What about those cookies? Are they, I don't know if they're Christmas, but the ones with the, you put those kiss on top of them.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I feel like those are
little thumb. Do they call those like thumbprints? What
I
do they
don't
call
know,
those?
But you only see them at Christmas.
Yeah, that's one of the cookies that my wife makes with the family, where it's just like a basic cookie, but with the Hershey's kiss just plopped on top of
Why
it.
Why haven't you brought those yet?
That was not what I was going to ask.
Them, Danny.
Like, what do we have to do? What do Danny and I have to do to get on the delivery list for your family's cookies?
I'll give you my wife's cell phone number. You guys send her a text. She'll put you on the wait list, okay?
Yes!
I don't know what else to tell you. It's about as long as the Seahawks wait list.
Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever hated your friend's significant other? A listener messaged us about an issue that he's having with his buddy's girlfriend, and we're going to chat with him about her at 7:20.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You can slide into our DMs anytime you would like. And something has gone down in the DMs that we had to find out a little bit more about, Steve Miggs. A listener named Josh is wanting a little bit of help about a friend's girlfriend.
Okay.
A buddy's girlfriend. So we asked him to join us so we can sort all of this out. And the buddy is Josh from Maple Valley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. So what's going on in your world, man?
I'm pretty good. I just have a situation that I was hoping you guys could help me with. I got a big problem with in our friend group. Our buddy Matt is super awesome. He's a great guy. He's really crazy successful. He's just a loyal, smart guy. And his girlfriend, she's none of those things. none of us like her in the friend group. I don't know. There's something really wrong, something really off of this woman. And we've tried, you know.
I don't know if we're the right people, though, because none of our friends are successful. So we don't know what that means.
Well, I'm not successful, but I look up to our friend, Matt. So this woman he's with is, I don't know, she's kind of seems a bit narcissistic. She jumps from job to job. She's crazy focused on herself. Nobody likes to be around her. I hate to be like this because we're not like this with most people. This is just a really strange situation. Like, we don't know why she's with her. We all feel like she's latching on to Matt because he's successful and, like, you know, I don't know, kind of a parasite.
But here's tell us how you really feel.
Listen, I know. Well, all of that could be fine and good, and I could just be like a crazy person. But here's the most important part, and you guys are going to side with me when you hear this. She has admittedly, been cheating on him with a guy from her run club.
Oh. Danny, aren't you in a run club?
Dun, dun, dun.
That would be crazy. That would be the greatest morning ever, honestly. No offense, Danny. That would be some good drama. So she's admitted to your friend and then also is freely talking about it amongst you guys?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah, she's like, well, I have a sex addiction. And we're like, what?
Has your friend opened up much to you guys about how he's feeling about it? Does he think people are overreacting?
Not yet. Like, nobody's been able to really kind of get him. You know, she's always around. And
yeah, it's not an easy conversation. Calculated.
Yeah, totally. I don't want to be the one to I'll be honest with you.
I recommend take him to Buffalo Wild Wings and be like, hey.
I'm just wondering, like, what does she have any redeeming qualities at all that make him want to be with her? I mean, I can assume. Hot. She's probably hot.
And probably good enough.
She's really hot.
So he's just willing to put up with all of this stuff because she's hot.
Well, yeah. Oh, God. We're men.
I know Danny's over there defending him, too.
I've made some bad choices in my life because of that. Yeah, I think we all have. But, I mean, I don't know. How would you react if all of a sudden, like, all of your friends were just like, we don't like, I mean, not we like Brad, so don't take this first. But we don't like Brad.
If everybody in my life didn't like the person that I was with, I would have to recognize that as a red flag.
Really?
I think so,
Would you end the relationship?
I mean, honestly, probably. Wow. Because I wouldn't want, it'd be hard to bring somebody to family events or friend things or work events or anything like that if everyone didn't like my person. That would suck.
You have to have a moment of pause where you're like, hey, if my friends are saying something, should I reflect on this? So it's crazy that your buddy isn't.
Yeah. No, I don't know the word. I'll tell you the terrifying part. I mean, we got to is that they're in Hawaii together right now. And we're all scared that he's going to propose, and then we're stuck with her forever.
Oh, no.
He's totally going to propose.
So we have to fly to Hawaii and stop the proposal.
Yes.
That's why you called us, to send
sounds
us all
like
to
movie.
Hawaii.
That sounds like the world's dumbest movie, where a group of radio people go to Hawaii to stop a listener's friends from getting married.
Oh, boy.
If he's your friend, though, I feel like you should at least feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, look, we are very concerned about this relationship. And, you know, can we have a conversation about the affairs and things along those lines? Because I would hope that my friend would do that for me. Now, whether or not he takes your advice and goes with it, because sometimes love makes you do stupid things. I mean, who knows? But at least you could go to bed at night knowing I had the conversation with him.
Yeah, true that. And I think especially with the sleeping around part, like the rest of it is kid just whatever, but I think that's a huge red flag that we need to talk about with him.
Have you thought of sleeping with her just to find out what the appeal was? No, Danny will do it.
Oh boy, I'm gonna go with no.
I do think, honestly, if this is your guys' friend, you guys all love him as much as you do, I think it's absolutely worth the conversation. It might not stop him from taking things to the next level with her, but at least he'll know where you stand. And honestly, maybe that would be what he needed to hear from like a couple of buddies to actually...
A little bit of a wake-up call?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'd be curious if any rockaholics have been in some kind of a similar situation where maybe either they were part of an intervention or they were the person that their friends were like, look, man, this is a big major red flag. This person is not the right person for you, and how they handled something like that. That might at least help.
I think so.
Give you a little frame of reference on how to handle this.
Yeah, that's a good point. I also think that if we do intervene in it, if he goes ahead and it crashes and burns, he can come back to us and be like, you know what? Like, you guys did say something, and I appreciate that you were looking out for me. Because if it crashes and burns otherwise, he might come back and be like, where were you on that one, guys?
Yeah, for sure.
He took my side.
Yeah, I mean, I will just say, as someone who's been married and divorced once before, I think if somebody had tried to stop me from getting married, it might not have worked. But then I could say on the other side of it, like, hey, you guys were right. It didn't work out.
I thought you were going to recommend marriage and then divorce because it's I was like, wait, where are we going with this?
It's a lot cheaper to not go through with the marriage. It really is a lot cheaper.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
So let's see if you've ever had to have an intervention with a friend about who they are with. Or have you ever been the one that people had to sit down because they had issues with your partner and they wanted to talk to you about ending it all?
I've been on that side.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely.
206-803-ROCK. We want to hear your story. We want to know how it went. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Puddle of Mud. And also, I have no idea if there's any legitimacy to this or not, but our phone screener, Dayton, says that the girlfriend's mom is calling and is on hold right now, too.
Oh, great.
It's going to be a weird morning, Steve.
It already is.
Have you ever had to have an intervention with a friend about who they are seeing? Or have you ever been the one that people had to sit down with because they had issues with your partner and wanted you to end it with them? 206-803-ROCK. If you missed it, this is all stemming from our chat with Josh.
Yes.
And Josh has an issue with his buddy Matt's girlfriend. And we are being told that his buddy's girlfriend's mom has called in and she's on hold. We are going to chat with her in just a second. But first, we have Jen from Issaquah. Jen, have you ever had to have an intervention with a friend about who they are with? Or have you ever been the one that people had to have the intervention with?
Good morning. I was the one intervened, or attempted to say the least. I was 21 years old, and I thought I knew everything.
Okay.
And I had my dad and my best friends all tell me that the guy I was with was not my best fit, and I didn't believe anything anyone told me. I didn't see what they had seen. And it was so much that it wasn't like I was given an ultimatum, but my dad's like, if you're going to be with this guy, it's going to cause problems. So I moved out of my house to be with this man, and I ended up marrying him. Yeah.
How long were you with him then?
At that point, I mean, he was my high school sweetheart. So at that point, you know, I was 16 when I met him, and 20, you know, so quite a few years there. There was a little off and on. You know, your kids, but I really thought that he was the person I was to be with, and I was very stubborn. I still am. But all my friends were like, this guy does not fit you, and I ended up staying married to him for 25 years.
Whoa.
And all of the things. Yeah, Jen, I've just actually been divorced this year. So
you're very stubborn. You stayed with this guy for 25 years?
I did, yeah, and you know, it's the tenacity in me, but everything everyone told me came to fruition.
Wow.
Every single advice, every single comment, or every single, you know, red flag that was brought to my attention was true. People, unless they have an epiphany in life, people do not fundamentally change, even if you see potential. And I had to learn that lesson the very long, hard way 25 years later, so... Listen to your friends, listen to your parents, even if you don't like what they're saying, take thought to that, because I didn't. I just ignored everybody, and yeah, it was a wild ride. And I'm still friends with all of those people. All of those relationships lasted.
Yeah.
And the marriage did not, so.
Wow.
Well, much love to you, and thanks for sharing that.
And better late than never, congratulations on your divorce.
No, you're right. You still have a life ahead of you.
All right, well, let's check in with the buddy's girlfriend's mom. Oh, I believe her name is Teresa from Maple Valley. Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, hey. Teresa.
Oh, boy.
You know, this is ridiculous. I can't believe you're doing this.
Your daughter's dating somebody named Matt?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Teresa, if you were just hearing what we were just chatting with Josh about, are these all things that you're aware of, too?
Yes, I know all about this. I'm not saying she didn't do it, but that doesn't mean you have to humiliate her in front of a lot of people on the radio.
Well, in all fairness, it's not a lot of people.
It's like we have like tens of listeners.
Six or seven. Yeah. Are you...
That's right.
Okay, I get you. But are you coming at her with the same energy? Like, you're mad at us. Like, when she said, hey, yeah, Mom, I'm in this run club and I ended up, like, you know, like straying away from Matt. Are you...
No, I told her she was wrong and I said, you need to get help. You need to get help and you need to work it out. But they don't need to work it out publicly.
I mean, you make a good point, Teresa, for sure.
No, I mean, I feel like we're in trouble.
Bad.
I know, I feel like we're in trouble. Look,
I'm sorry, Mom.
Mom, we do apologize. I'm glad that no names were mentioned, but I understand where you're coming from.
Well, a couple of names were mentioned.
Well, okay, so look, we feel bad. You don't need to make us
feel... You know
what
they're talking about.
You want us to feel more bad? We're trying to say we're sorry.
Fine.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
Wow. I think we're grounded.
She hung up on us.
Wow. I feel kind of bad. Ooh.
It's your fault.
We could have gotten her to stick around to play Beat Mix, Steve.
Call back, Teresa. Call back. Play Beat Mix. I'll let you beat me.
Steve Miggs, you have a record of 384 wins, 130 losses, and 105 ties in 2025. I wonder if Teresa was listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers to the game.
I was expecting her to say, just wait till your father gets home.
Oh, no.
We are in trouble.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Sorry, Teresa.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.